news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We've officially sunk to a new all-time low.
And obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
That's what happened Wednesday night as Donald Trump held yet another Nuremberg rally. He spent a huge chunk of time going after Ilhan Omar and three other congresswomen of color known as the Squad. Trump said, if they don't like America, let them leave. And when the chant started, he made no effort to stop it. In response, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar quoted Maya Angelou, "You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I'll rise." Omar later added on Twitter, "I am where I belong, at the people's house, and you're just going to have to deal." In a likely related story, Merriam-Webster Dictionary on Wednesday night tweeted, quote, "Tonight's top searches in order: racism, socialism, fascism, concentration camp, xenophobia, bigot." Meanwhile, back in Washington, the House of Representatives shot down an effort to impeach Donald Trump. 137 Democrats joined all Republicans in defeating the measure introduced by Congressman Al Green of Texas by a final vote of 332 to 95. Some surprising names jumped out of the list of the 95 who voted in favor of impeachment, including Elliot Engel and Jerry Nadler. But leadership pretty much stuck with Nancy Pelosi. Steny Hoyer, Jim Clyburn, Ben-Ray Lujan, Hakeem Jeffries all voted to table the bill. The House also voted Wednesday to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt in a subpoena dispute related to the administration's attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. From the You've Got to Be Kidding Me file, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on Wednesday blocked a bipartisan bill that would ensure a victim's compensation fund for the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money, saying any new spending, such as the 9/11 bill, needed to be offset by cuts.
Any new spending that we are approaching, any new program that's going to have the longevity of 70, 80 years, should be offset by cutting spending that's less valuable. We need to, at the very least, have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then, I will object.
John Stewart wasted no time in calling him out.
It's absolutely outrageous, and you'll pardon me if I'm not impressed in any way by Rand Paul's fiscal responsibility virtue signaling. Rand Paul presented tissue paper avoidance of the $1.5 trillion tax cut that added hundreds of billions of dollars to our deficit. And now he stands up at the last minute after 15 years of blood, sweat, and tears from the 9/11 community to say that it's all over now. Now we're going to balance the budget on the backs of the 9/11 first responder community. This is about what kind of society do we have. At some point, we have to stand up for the people who have always stood up for us.
We should note that Rand Paul was not alone. Senator Mike Lee of Utah joined Paul in blocking the vote, saying it had to be paid for first. Here we go again. CNN is getting ready for the second Democratic debates of the 2020 campaign. On Wednesday, they announced the 20 candidates who they say qualify. It's the same as the last group, but with Montana Governor Steve Bullock replacing Eric Swalwell, who already dropped out. But many of us are wondering, where's Mike Gravel? The former senator qualified last week by crossing the 65,000 individual donors line, CNN claiming they missed on hitting the polling threshold. But the rule says that the candidates had until 11 a.m. Wednesday to certify with the DNC that they have either received at least 1% support in three polls from an approved list of pollsters or received campaign contributions from 65,000 unique donors, including 200 donors, each from 20 different states. In their story announcing the 20 to be included, CNN completely omitted any mention of Mike Gravel's name. We should note that Massachusetts Representative Moulton, Miramar, Florida Mayor Wayne Messam, former Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Sestak, and billionaire investor and narcissist Tom Steyer also failed to qualify. But just having the debates on the 30th and 31st of July is not enough for CNN. They're turning the drawing for the candidate lineups for the two nights into reality TV. So Nancy Pelosi set a Friday deadline for Congress and the Trump administration to reach an agreement on raising the debt limit. Yeah, it's that time again. And setting new overall spending levels. Pelosi, who's been regularly speaking with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, said she wanted to vote on any potential agreement next Thursday, a day before the House goes on recess for the entire month of August. To achieve that, any agreement would need to be completed by this Friday to give the chamber enough time to move the deal through the legislative process. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it alone. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.